Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth. Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N word, and I am joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, and we want to talk to you. That sounds corny, don't it?
I got a scary. We want to talk to you.
Anyway, to give us a holler, the number, call in number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, look around, check it out, tell us what you like, what you don't like. Join our Yahoo group so you can get all up and close and personal with Miss 100%. You can social network with us also on Smooth Drama on Twitter, on Facebook, tag my yearbook, I'm Dick Hugger, add me, I'll add you back, but as always, we know you want to get it, Miss 100%, tell them where they can get at you at.
They can holler at me at Miss 100% at yahoo.com, or they can give me a call, or they can holler at me on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out, or follow me on Twitter, 100%, at 100%.
Yeah, they was like, give you a call, write that number down. What?
Yeah.
Anyway, also, I want to give, before we get started, a special shout out to my old co-host, Butter Pecan, who's been very ill lately. Get better. And on that note, Saints, just so y'all know, New Orleans Saints this weekend. Detroit Lions is going down. That's what time it is. And if you happen to be watching me on live stream, checking out my face that's made for radio, you will see that I got my Saints gear. Saints shirt, what? Got my Saints hat, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. In the background, on the wall, the Super Bowl championship poster, Saints. And we going back. I just wanted to say that.
All right.
Yeah. And starting the show, you know, we talked about the birds falling out the sky last time we were on. In Norway, tens of thousands of dead herring had washed up on the coastline of northern Norway. They appeared on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And according to speculation, they said that predators might have driven a whole school ashore. Now, of course, I don't believe that, and nobody else believes that also. So they started wondering, okay, how are we going to clean up the estimated 20 tons of fish that washed up on the beach? Mm-hmm. Kind of find out that they all disappeared, leading to further speculation that they washed back into the sea. That's how fish do it. They just wash onto the beach by the thousands and die, and then they resurrect themselves and jump back in the water.
So they were there, and then a few minutes later, while people were pondering how they were going to get them up, they just disappeared into thin air.
Something like that.
Really?
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, I'm I'm a conspiracy theorist. I was going to say I'm no conspiracy theorist, but that would be a lie, and my Pinocchio nose would probably shoot my laptop here. But why are, once again, asking the question, is it natural? And I'm going to ask the people out there listening, for thousands of birds to fall out of the sky and thousands of fish to wash ashore, supposedly because they're both scared of what? What the hell is scaring birds out of the sky and fish out the water? Is this the Loch Ness monster? Is it like invisible, and it's like only the birds can see it in the sky, and only the fish can see it in the water, and it's scaring them so bad that they would rather get out of the water than face the Loch Ness monster? Is that where we at?
I have no idea. It's just not natural. It doesn't sound or look natural. And I have no explanation for it, but I know it's not they're afraid of something. More than likely it's something just killing them instantly.
No.
That's all it is.
Maybe it's Mountain Dew. According to a lawsuit from a man who claimed he found a mouse in his Mountain Dew can, he said that the Mountain Dew dissolved the mouse.
Oh.
But that wasn't necessarily all, because their defense was the soda would have dissolved the mouse before he could have found it.
What?
Yeah. See, he's suing because he said he found the mouse. Mountain Pepsi says, Pepsi Company, who makes Mountain Dew, they said their soda would have dissolved the mouse before he could have found it. Make you want to go out and drink some Mountain Dew now, don't it?
It sounded like I don't know how he would have gotten it in there, though.
Well, obviously, no sane human puts a rat in their drink. One, I don't know how you could get a rat inside a drink.
But it was inside there, right?
I don't know how.
I don't even know how it would have gotten in there itself.
Unless it could have been bottled, because it could have fell into the vat of Mountain Dew.
Oh.
Yeah. God. And for them to say, well, hey, there's no way you could have found it, because it would have become a jelly-like substance.
Oh, Lord.
So, if you're drinking Mountain Dew, look for the jelly.
I just,
Yeah, I would never drink a soda ever again. If they're saying that soda is strong enough to dissolve a mouse, what can it do to your insides? We'd probably be better off eating that gay food. or for those of you who don't know, there's supposedly there are, according to the New York Times, with the help of Barney Ambassador Simon Doonan, they decided that your food can be gay or straight. Yeah, so sushi is supposedly gay. It's gay food. So if you've been eating sushi Seafood tartar, ceviche, whatever the hell that is. It's gay food. If you eat a macaroon, whatever the hell it is, that is ultra gay food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you're eating black bean soup, it's bisexual food.
I like the burrito thing. The burrito is the hate crime of the gay. What is it?
Yeah, so supposedly burritos are hate crime in the food section. I don't know exactly where he was going with it. Like, he's saying paninis are equally heterosexual and homosexual. I don't know what the hell they mean by all this. And I'm just bypassing it.
Certain food just can be deemed a food that is eaten by gay people. Really?
Pretty much. No, your food is gay.
The food is gay. Just all by itself, the food is gay.
I don't know what that means, but according to them, the food is gay. So I don't know if you eat that food, you're gay, or if you eat that food, it can turn you gay, or bisexual, or whatever. I don't know. But, yeah. Talking about useless studies. Anyway, now if you don't believe in your food having any sexual preference, that's cool, because I don't believe in it either. There's a new religion that's been recognized in Sweden called Copamism. Copamism is a file-sharing religion. It's a church, and their central tenet is the right to file share. And they claim that copy acting, which is sharing information through copying, is akin to a religious service.
Wow. Okay.
Now, understand what they're doing here. And I want to point out how ingenious this is. See, when you say sharing information through copying is akin to a religious service, and file sharing is religion, meaning if you come out, and you know, there's been a lot of talk, the global crackdown on piracy, if you come out and you crack down on piracy and file sharing, it's violating my religion.
You know what? I've had enough. I've had enough of this. Everything nowadays can be seen as a religion.
We may have to start our own religion.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to figure out.
No, thank you.
What we gonna call it? Hey, everybody else get a tax break. I mean, if they can get a tax break for file sharing, I'm thinking I might even become a copamist. So I too can file share and not have my rights violated. It's actually beautiful. I'm converting next week.
Alrighty.
Hey, at least you'll be able to share files without fear of oppression from the government, because then you say they violate my religious rights. That's what I do. I agree.
I won't be starting my own religion anytime soon. I'll leave that to other people.
You such a party pooper.
Yeah. I just have to be a party pooper. I apologize.
Anyway, on that note, since Miss 100% is a party pooper, we gonna go into our break here, and hopefully she'll get a little bit more festive. Right now, we're going to go into Common, Sweet. And the beauty of this song is he doesn't like a certain rapper. I won't say his name, Drake, but he illustrates how much he doesn't like him in this song. This is Common. This and the rapper whose name I won't say, Drake. Sweet.
Together you got to move, drummer,
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Common, Sweet. He seemed a little upset in that song, a little bit. I kind of liked it myself. You know, you ain't Frank Sinatra. All this la 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Oh, now we get to go into a new part of the show. Well, not necessarily new, but something we bringing back. We had fell away from it for a minute, but we bringing back the haters of the week. You know, we can not only just recognize the dumbasses of the week, we got to recognize the haters too.
Mm-hmm.
So, 100, you want to throw a hater out there, a hater candidate?
Yes, my hater candidate is the father. His name is Erano Padilla. He's a Filipino father of a 19-year-old gay guy. He decided that after his son revealed to him that he was gay, he decided to throw a pot of boiling water on his son because this is the third of his children that turned out to be gay, and he just couldn't take it that three of his children were gay. So he decided to throw boiling water on his child. So he is my hater.
I'm thinking maybe he should consider that he may have gay sperm. Anyway.
That's from eating so much gay food.
I'm just saying, you know, if every child you produce is gay, maybe you gay sperm. I don't know. My hater of the week is Rick Santorum, Republican candidate for president, who came out in Iowa and said, "We won't make black people's lives better with welfare."
What? Repeat that?
Yeah, Rick Santorum, Republican mm-hmm. presidential candidate, says mm-hmm. that if he's president, he won't make black people's lives better with welfare.
Okay.
As you know, welfare is what takes black folks over the top.
Right. Welfare, you know, welfare, we able to buy that Lexus that we've been wanting all our life.
And it's funny when they say making black folks' lives better with welfare.
Like, black people are the only ones that are on welfare or receive welfare.
Well, I want to go a tad bit deeper than that, because welfare is for black folks, the poor folks, but subsidies, which is the exact same thing.
Yes.
Subsidies, which is free money for doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
What we would call welfare, goes to the millions and billions to corporations. I believe when we did a corporate bailout, that...
To me, that was welfare.
That's welfare. Because they weren't accountable for that money, and that money didn't go to the people that it was supposed to go to. The banks didn't lend any money to anyone. They went on vacation, chilling in the Bahamas.
Right. So,
Rick Santorum, who trying to get elected, trying to get votes the old-fashioned way by saying, "I'm not going to give welfare to black people." Because that'll make their lives better. I'm only going to give it to rich white people so that I can make their lives better.
Right.
I got your back. It's pretty much what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I got your back.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Just a little bit. and speaking of bitch assness, There was a Canadian man who used his iPad to enter the United States in lieu of not having his passport, because he Martin Risch said a U.S. border officer let him cross to the United States after he presented a scanned copy of his passport on his Apple iPad. You know, he was a half hour from the border, and so since he needed more than his driver's license to get into the United States from Canada, he decided to give it a try, and the guy let him in. Now, last time I checked, and a scanned passport on the iPad should not be used as justifiable identification.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if it's the other way around, they are not letting my ass in with an iPad.
No. Yeah, I had a problem with that story, too, because a lot of people, you know, on the comments and things, people are like, oh, it was such a wonderful gesture, and it's the season to be nice to people, blah, 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 that bull crap. It's a big problem because anybody can take a passport and Photoshop, if it's on a computer or anything like that, can Photoshop somebody else's face on.
What are you talking? There's no such thing as Photoshopping. Are you crazy? They can't do that.
You don't even need Photoshop. You can just use the painting tool inside Word or something like that, or just on a basic computer and just copy and paste somebody's picture onto that and then presented as your own. So you're just going to say, oh, yeah, because it's on there, it must be you. That must be your information because it's right there.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm being facetious. I'm sitting up here as you are a Photoshop veteran. It's just the clone stamp tool. You cut and paste your picture on top of somebody else's picture, and clone and stamp two all around from the rest of the page so it all looks natural. And bam, you have a passport on your iPad.
Yep.
And he got let in. He could have blew up some stuff.
Right. And they like, oh, that was a sweet gesture. Now, had he killed some damn people, they would say, oh, he's the dumbest SOB in the world, right?
No, it was a nice gesture.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's and he used it again to get back.
Hey, look, it's stupid people on both sides of the border. Because I tell you what, if I'm on the border, I'm strapped. And if you show me an iPad, I'm going to show you my Glock. You're under arrest.
Get your ass out of here.
Right. I'm patting you down, sucker. And open up your car. And if you make a sudden move, I'm shooting you in your big toe.
I think you just want to shoot somebody.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying I'd be a tad bit more. It's the reason why I'm not an officer of the goddamn law right now. I know that I would cop brutality. I haven't shot anybody. If you
really?
Move the wrong way, that's your ass. Don't flinch. It is what it is. I would be that cop that, hey, like, hold on. You ain't never shot nobody in the hood or nothing. Hey, I'm going after the white collar criminals. I've been fired the first week.
If I was a cop, I would target smart mouth people. Just people that like to talk smart.
Yeah, I think as the big toe cop, because I'm aiming for your big toe. You better wear some steel toe boots. Say something. Say something. I'm walking with a limp. Anyway.
I guess that's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's why I do radio. Now, New York City, a group of transgender men and women, they want New York City to make it easier to change the male or female on their birth certificate. Because their argument is, what makes a man or a woman, and why do governments care? Now, see, in New York City, well, let me say this real quick. New York City, they will amend a person's birth certificate to reflect a sex change, but only if the person has undergone convertive surgery on the genitals.
I don't think they should amend jack shit. Excuse my language, please.
Okay.
I'm trying to change a few things about myself, and that's one of the things, but I just had shit is the only word that can describe that because it's straight bullshit. I don't care if you get a sex change or not. What you came in this birth certificate. Birth is the key word. You were born a man, you were born a woman. So therefore, okay, you may no longer be a man, may no longer be a woman, but you were born as a man or as a woman. So why should you get anything changed regardless of how many operations you go through?
That's a good question.
And why do you feel the need that, somebody ought to bow down to you? That's the thing that is killing me. All of this LGBT crap, and it's just too much for me. It's like you want special privilege. You don't want people to discriminate against you, but you want to discriminate against people that are not lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. That's what LGBT means. You want to discriminate against us. You want us to bow down to you and to give you all special rights just because of your sexual preference. Don't fuck yourself. That's how I feel.
All right. Tell us how you really feel. I know for me, I agree that, hey, If you came in this world, you can change your name, but your birth certificate, it shouldn't be changed. I think there's a little bit more as far as security and duplicity that you can try and say, well, hey, I'm such and such, such and such. And, you know, as far as relationships go, I think that people should be able to know who you were before, that you can't change your birth certificate. That's just common knowledge.
They should be able to go back and, you know, trace, you know, your past.
Yeah, well, in one case in particular, Patricia Harrington and Joanne Prince Valley, they have been living as women for years, but their birth certificates obviously say that they're men, and they want to transfer that, and they're mad about it because they're saying that we should be able, regardless of whether or not we have a sex change, we should be able to change our birth certificate.
No.
Right, and that's the point and the part where I have an issue. You should not be able to change that. I mean, because as far as identities go, if we can go changing birth certificates and changing the official record, anybody can be anybody.
Well, hell, I want to be fucking Donald Trump then. Shit. Change my birth certificate to say that I was born Donald Trump. Now he stole my identity, so now I'm, you know, it's a lot that you can do with that. Because if you change a person's birth certificate, you're changing all that person's information. Next, they'll want new social security numbers because I'm no longer a man. I'm now a woman, so I need a new social security number too. Now with the new social security number, you get an entirely new life. and then they want the government to pay for that new life. It's just certain stuff that you don't fool around with.
Well, speaking of government, Colorado Christian University is suing the federal government over health care. They're taking the federal government to court because the school says it's being coerced into violating its deeply held religious beliefs. They're saying there are 4,000 students and 500 employees associated with the university, and the school offers a group health plan to its employees and students, like all colleges do.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though, is they're trying to make contraception more acceptable and affordable to those who want to take contraception.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the university doesn't believe in that, and their stance against abortion is so strong that employees must sign a pledge not to take part in it.
Okay.
And they're saying that because they have moral convictions against abortion, they shouldn't be required to pay for it and support it and endorse it, in effect.
Okay. I feel what they're saying.
Yeah. I feel it to a point. But there are a lot of things that I don't believe in that we have to pay for tax-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we can cherry-pick on the things that we don't want to pay for,
mm-hmm.
where does that leave us?
With everybody doing whatever they want to do and doing it the way they feel like doing it. Basically, that's what this, I guess that's the way that people want our society to be. They want the laws and the rules to be loose and, you know, subjective. They, like you said, pick and choose or cherry pick. Nobody wants to abide by rules anymore. They want to decide what's best for them, but at the same time, they want to tell another person what they should be doing. And you can't have it both ways. And just, yeah, I can understand that they don't endorse abortion, but at the same time, that's the price you pay when you're an organization like that. It's certain things that you, certain rights that you give up when you want to be that type of organization.
Well, they're a university, and universities offer health care.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you put your employees in the bind. I mean, because mm-hmm. obviously you can't make the students not participate, but the employees have to sign a pledge not to take part in it. And what if there's an individual who does not want to have a child? They can't get contraception under the plan because they signed this waiver, and you'll lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
Over someone, a university's religious philosophy.
Right. I can understand not participating in abortion, but contraception, that is crazy. I mean, I don't understand what's wrong with birth control. If a person does not want to have a child, that is their right. So basically, you're trying to keep a person from exercising their own human rights by making them sign that waiver.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, this is all out of control up in here. It is. It's just out of control.
Yeah, I argue the point that, okay, you don't want. They don't want those the people to exercise their free will, but the university won't exercise their free will.
Right. That's what I was saying when I said you want to be able to pick and choose your own rights to do what you want to do, but at the same time you want to tell somebody else what to do. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I should be able to do what I want to do, but at the same time, I want to tell you or dictate what's good for you. That's crazy.
Yeah, I believe that's the pot calling kettle black.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Put up like our parents used to say back in the day.
Well, on that note, obviously they're smoking something up there in Colorado Christian University. So we gonna add to what they smoking. We gonna give them some Wu-Tang Clan Lace Chiba. Featuring okay. Ghost Face Killer and my main man Sean Price. This is Lace Chiba.
Your kung fu is good. Your magic is good. That is why he waited. So my power would dwindle. My power has diminished. Then he came to kill me.
Yes, but...
Tripping, and they want to make everyone obey the laws that they don't want to obey. obviously they've been smoking that leaf, that lace cheaper. Obviously. Somebody was.
Wow.
They slipped it on them. I don't know. I just wanted to say that because I just wanted to say it.
And I like the word cheaper.
Yeah.
Can
I say that? Say it. Just say cheaper. We're about to do the Chiba Dumbass of the Week. Sponsored by Nobody.
Oh,
and I guess I mean, and I can tell you, I'll start off here. I had a hard time picking a dumbass of the week. You know, I can tell you, it's really, really hard choosing between, because there's so many dumbasses out there. It's scary, actually. There's so many people that do so many ignorant things, but this guy, Willie Davis Hines Jr., who beat his pregnant girlfriend to death after she cheated on him. He wrote an apology on Facebook. Now, I don't know who the hell he was apologizing to, because the person that he beat to death was dead. But nonetheless, this sucker of a human being, and I'm giving sucker a bad time by associating him with a sucker. That's because people actually like suckers. This punk bitch said he was not armed or dangerous. I'm not trying to say there was any excuse for what I did, but be clear that Tatiana was very sneaky, and she always has something going on outside of us. And he goes on to say, I fled the scene because I don't think there's any way to prove that this is not just an act of pure hate. And he says that, yes, I was deceitful. Yes, I was a dog, as women would call unfaithful men. And yes, I was very dishonest when it came to cheating in other women. But I had made it clear to Tatiana that we were not in a monogamous relationship anymore. Yeah. He's saying they're not in a monogamous relationship, but he beat her to death because she cheated when she wasn't cheating, because y'all weren't monogamous. That's why he's a dumbass. And I hope he gets raped. Did I say that on the air?
Yes, you did. I'm glad you did. All
right. My bad.
So he beat her to death because she had sex and they weren't in a monogamous relationship anymore.
Right.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, what else can you say?
That he's stupid as hell.
Yeah, and he's going to jail, and he never gets out, ever.
That's the ultimate case of not being able to, you know, take your own dose of your own medicine. You want to be a cheater and a dog, but because she's doing it, you can't handle it, so you kill her.
He beat a pregnant woman.
You beat a pregnant woman to death.
Yeah.
Because of your own jealousy. That is low as fuck. Low. Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing else to say.
Lethal injection. That's what I want to say. Yeah. That's horrible. Alrighty, my dumbass, because I got it's not any better. Joshua Mitchell and D'Angelo Mitchell, two brothers, were arrested while inside of the police car. The one brother told the older brother, asked his younger brother to dispose of some cocaine because he didn't want to get another strike because he would go to jail for the rest of his life. The way that he wanted his brother to dispose of it was to eat it, and he pulled it from his rear end and gave it to his brother to eat it so that he wouldn't get a third strike and go to jail.
Hold on. Let me get this correct. He pulled some cocaine from his butt crevice.
Yes.
And had his brother munch down on something that came from out of his butt crevice.
Munch on it. He actually told him, "Are you going to chew it?" And he chewed it up, swallowed it, and an hour later he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before he told his brother he loved him.
What's love got to do with that?
Right. So instead of him going to jail for a drug charge, he's now going to serve life for manslaughter. So I don't know which one was dumber. Even though the young boy is dead and it's kind of in poor taste to call him a dumbass, he was still dumb.
Somebody
pull something out their ass and say, "Eat this, you just gonna do that, really?"
Well, where I start is the whole I have cocaine in my ass. See,
well, you know, that's what they do though.
Yeah, no, but see, that is not the smartest. I'm sorry, I'm not putting nothing in my ass. I'm right there first. And then when you talking about pulling it out, and then, hey, here you go, dog. Eat this.
Oh, wow. You are devious.
My first thought is that just came from out your ass.
Yes.
All
right. Not to mention that they're in the back of a police cruiser and a different camera monitoring the whole thing. So it's like, okay, you telling me if he had to survive, you know, you still going to jail because it's on camera that it was yours to begin with. Not smart. You still going to jail. And you got a third strike. By you getting arrested, you already been violated that third strike anyway because you just got arrested. So you still going to jail for a long time. Even if it's not your whole life, you still going away for a long time. So either way, you killed your brother for nothing.
Yeah, I'm fasting.
Crazy.
I'm fasting.
Whew. Yeah. And poor guy. Only 20 years old.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Let that be a lesson to everyone else. Please don't eat cocaine out of your brother's ass or anyone's ass for that matter.
Just don't eat ass.
Yeah, it's not going to end well for you. We'll just say that. Sorry. Anyway, the Navy, as most people know, the military is downsizing. Obama has come out and said, "Yeah, we're gonna have a sleeker, new downsized military." So as Navy is cutting up to 3,000 soldiers to start, and there's a Navy wife who's petitioning, or starting a petition on Facebook to stop the cuts. And I think it's funny. we're going to have a sleeker military, but we're kicking people out of the military, and I'm thinking, don't we have more than enough places to send them to go die for their country?
That's just crazy. When you cutting the military down to a skeleton crew, you know this country is in big trouble. Mm-hmm. Now they made a big statement about it, that the cuts really have nothing to do with not being able to fight simultaneous wars, you know, like we've been doing. They're just basically saying there's a lot of excess people that really aren't needed, and they're cutting the jobs of the people that aren't actually needed and have not been needed for some time. But I'm like, military is military. If you, we need all we can get.
Well, they get to transition now to unemployment. Well, we know how Uncle Sam treats his veterans.
Right. Gosh.
I mean, Uncle Sam.
I heard the words.
really treats his veterans bad. I mean, my father is a veteran, and going to the VA, it's not the place to be. And I don't know if anybody's ever been to the VA. Mm-hmm. It is a very unhappy place, mm-hmm. and the care there is very, very shoddy. I mean, you know, my father was actually supposed to have surgery, and it was another surgery postponed. They don't treat their veterans with the respect that they deserve. You know, yeah. You talk about you fought for your country, you've done this, you've done that, and now, well, you're hurt. We don't really care about you any longer.
Right. There was a story about the VA in Dayton, Ohio, to go, you know, how they treat the veterans. They didn't. Dispose of contaminated tools and things when they were doing surgeries, and
right.
They ended up passing on HIV and other diseases to veterans because of tools that they reused, surgical tools.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
and we had talked about that, and yeah. that's part of it. Now, I want to get this out because we're running out of time. For those of you in the San Diego area, if you plan on going down to the San Diego area, Public Enemy will be performing live on stage in San Diego Sunday, January the 15th at the 4th and B downtown. All the original members will perform. Chuck D, Flavor Flav, DJ Lord is the DJ now, not Terminator X. And Professor Griff. Tickets are available at the 4th and B box office or through Ticketmaster. Or you can go to our Smooth Drama page, the About Us section, and hit up my main man, Black Steel. He's also selling tickets. So if you're down in San Diego area, if you're interested in seeing Public Enemy live, go check out my man, Black Steel, on the Smooth Drama About Us page. Click on the link and hit him up. He's got tickets. P.E. Public Enemy, if y'all still down for positive revolutionary discussion. And on that note, I want to thank everyone for listening. And as always, for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And we are Smooth Drama, and we are O. To the U, to the T. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She
is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth
drama.